They did together enter into that safe, secret sovereign, who's over this whole world, and all of us who have tried to surrender our lives to Him as best we can, He speaks to us. But there is a secret place. There is a place of intimacy. I want you to think of it this morning. What if you came on Sunday morning and only remained out of the marketplace? Or what if you never even came in and you tried to hear through the door of what was going on and then you touched God and people that worship? But you all have come in this morning and you've come into the sanctuary. But what the psalmist is talking about here is going even from here and come up here. Come up into the intimacy, into that special intimacy of His presence. You see, when it says, when the psalmist writes, and we're not sure who wrote this, a lot of Jewish and Christian scholars believe Moses did. When you write Psalm 90, we credit Moses for, we're not sure. But that's not important because it's for us. If whoever wrote it was somebody that knew what God had done with the chosen people, but he also knew God, had a relationship with God. It was precious enough to him that God, he could say these things and be his worship was dear. To be under the shadow of the Almighty, to be under the shadow of anyone. Mary and I went for a walk yesterday afternoon. The sun was such that there weren't any shadows. The sun had been where shadow couldn't cast. You better be close enough to somebody for their shadow to cover you. To be under the shadow means to get very close. To get into that intimate place where He dwells and enter into it. And you say, well, I was baptized, I didn't confirm, I went forward to me. Today might be a day when we do that for some of you to kindle for the first time. This psalm does many things and it has many levels of meaning. Among those things, it reminds God's people that we need Him if we're going to survive peaceably, even physically, in a hostile world. The psalm also tells us that God has always cared for His own, for His chosen. Even in the midst of plagues poured out by their Egyptian oppressors, He cared for them during this time. He cared for them in the wilderness. And He cared for them when their enemies threatened and indeed tried to destroy them. You see, God's chosen have always been pounded by the evil. When the time Abraham left earth, and through the birth of Jesus Christ, the devil has been out to destroy the chosen people, to destroy Jesus, and now to destroy those of us who are among the chosen people, who are part of the same. But this psalm is not merely a history lesson, reminding the reader of God's provision for the Jewish people. It is a promise that His faithful followers who want to bend their wills to Him and seek with all their hearts to bring glory to Him can in any time and in any place enjoy His protective care. For 2,000 years, Christians have prayed this psalm regularly. Some monastic orders required that you read and prayed twice a day, noon and at night. The rule of St. Benedict calls for those that follow that rule that it be read every evening at the compline service and throughout history. Ministers, physicians, nurses, people who went to care for those sick and dying in plagues and epidemics often went praying the psalms so they could be spared as they went into the chambers of people. Burial, often in wartime, when the Baptists had been given copies of Psalm 91, I found evidence about the three research from the Thank you. oldest of all those workers that are here is Saint Perpetua, a martyr in North Africa. And she just gave birth to her first child. She gave birth to this child in prison. And people said to her, all you have to do, Perpetua, is deny that Jesus is God. And if you do that, you can raise your child. Great strong warrior held the knife. It was shaking so much he couldn't shoot.